pretty quickly, like once we got back together with kind of a bit of a rejuvenated spirit, and we were able to put this last record, 20th Century Wasters, together really quickly. And it was kind of like the process was actually completely antithetical to how we had worked previously. And then we put a lot of trust into Dave Westner, our friend and our recording engineer and producer, to essentially just move the whole process along. Yeah. And so we had a couple songs on that album that I'm really proud to say that we would arrive in the studio and we'd just learn them on the spot. And so there are some recordings on there where you hear the band just really kind of working through some new material, and it comes out pretty hot.
And that came out in 2023?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, why don't you...
Or 2022. I can't remember. What year are we in? 2024? Then, yeah, 2023.
This says three. Yeah, yeah. But sometimes it's not totally accurate.
No, that
Black,
is.
Yeah, Black Sword Records?
Yeah.
Black Sword Records.
There you go. I'll let you play some, see how that goes.
Okay.
And then we'll... whenever you're ready, you can...
Sure. Hey, all right.
Let's see how
this is. What do you want to start with? You want to try... You want to start off with Nautabell?
Sure. You'll have to tell me if things need to move at all.
Yeah.
Oh, that's that.
Maybe get a little bit of this and that.
Oh, I see.
All right, we're going to try...
Yeah, sure.
We brought our robotic friends to come play with us today, so we haven't tried this yet. So.
Yeah, we put out a couple of new songs not too long ago. Was this what?
Maybe about 3 months ago? Two months ago?
Yeah, I'm going to play one of them when we come back. But yeah.
So here's the other one. The song's called Autumn Bell.
One, two, here we go.
Annabelle. least we try.
I think you pulled it off.
Thank you. Sorry, I forgot the words there. I porked you.
This is it. This is a good test ground.
There you go.
MFO here. Things happen.
That's right.
But
isn't that the motto?
Yeah.
Things happen.
Yeah.
Things happen.
So I don't know if you want to do you want to get another one in, or do you want to take a break? Or you want me to play something? It's up to you guys.
We can do another one.
You're rolling, right? Sure, do one more, and then we'll talk and play, and then maybe when we go out, you can play one more to wrap it up. And that sounded good.
Thank you. So we've this past year we've been going at breakneck speed writing. As much as we can, I think, between Mark and I and John, we've written and demoed over 35 new tunes.
Good bit of work.
Yeah, so we're taking the fall here to actually learn the material and see if we can make something of it. So a lot of what we're going to be performing this week is going to be, you know, a good amount of this material. I think we're going to try some of that tonight as well.
Yeah. Which one you want to do?
Let's try Ecstasy.
Okay. Yeah. Give me a look when I got to come in.
Yeah, okay. So this will be the same thing. Four bars. Here we go. All right. Here we go.
Enough for today. There's nothing more to say. There's ecstasy in exile. Enough for today. Nothing more to say. There's ecstasy in exile. A public face, it's all part of the game. All that everyone plays nowadays. I am walking away. That's enough for today. Nothing more to say. Ecstasy in exile. There's ecstasy in exile.
And it was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it's funny. People come in here sometimes, and they've said to me, like people that are like a Nat Friedberg, who's like, I'm like, wow, Nat Friedberg's on my show, and he'll say stuff to me like, I'm kind of nervous. And like in here,
Nat Freeberg gets nervous.
In here with me, I mean, you know, you're playing all these big stages. I found it funny, but
it's a little tougher to fake it if you forget something. You're really hung out there,
especially if you're used to being in more of a plugged in electric rock format, and you got to strip it down. I guess sometimes it can be a little bit weird for people. But we got the Lizard Lounge show coming up.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
Well, there was a thought process behind it being, again, all this material that we've been writing and we've been really excited about. It feels to us very different than anything we've kind of done before, because we just approached it as like, let's just write these songs, you know. Sometimes I think we probably feel more than other people, like, you know, Township, people are going to think like guitar mini and mustaches and all that good stuff. But we wanted to kind of not have that in mind with anything that we write, if possible. So in doing so, we really fell in love with these songs, I think, because they felt so different and fresh to us. So we wanted a room where we knew that you could really hear it. Like the sound would be perfect.
I think what Mark is trying to diplomatically say is that when we first started out, I mean, we were all long-haired, mustachioed guys, kind of working this 1970s rock band pose. And we did that for a little while, but I think very early on, we didn't really identify so much with where the genesis of the band was. When we were kind of left with, well, what kind of music were we all writing now? And it really had nothing to do with our mustaches and our long hair and our...
It was just the times, and you felt that's what... And back then, it was what they did, what people did, how the appearance, the...
Sure, yeah.
And you toured, like, pretty, not extensively, but you toured, right?
Yeah.
Back then, you weren't just the local act. No.
Right from the beginning, we were... kind of an out of town band,
right? Which is a goal for some bands to break out of the Boston, Somerville, Cambridge to to tour. So, at the time, did you feel like, oh, this is like the height? we're touring. We're like not.
I mean, this is it.
This is cool. Like this
living.
Is,
yeah.
I don't, well, you know, we had a little bit of the luxury in that a lot of us, when the band had started, had touring history in our previous bands. So we had a taste for it, and we knew, like, that was where it's at, and we loved it. So it sort of felt like, yeah, we're just continuing on this path. But at the same time, also, you know, I think it catches up with you a little bit. I think it's a little self-destructive. Yeah. Or at least the music starts to, I don't know. Oh, we could analyze it forever. But luckily, you know, you're so tight at that point that the band is on fire, but you're literally on fire.
After a while, if you've done it for a couple of years, it's really hard to sell yourself and your other bandmates on the majesty of being on the road. I mean, when you're younger, that experience is certainly that. It's very exciting, and it's like it can turn into a 24-hour party. But then when, you know, you do that for a little while, and then all of a sudden you're in your 30s, and you still have roommates. And
yeah. Do you somewhat outgrow it?
A little bit, I would say.
I mean, not the music, because the music, I don't think you probably ever like, the music, but the lifestyle, I guess you could say.
I think so, at least for us and kind of how we approached it. But that's also to say that our touring got pretty scrappy by the end. Yeah. Like, we weren't like on support slots on national tours. We were putting stuff together and, you know, staying in a hotel maybe every other night, but otherwise you're on the band buddy's floor. And again, when you're starting around the corner in age,
That's different at 30 than 20.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
You definitely feel like it's a step down, not a step up.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to play Rosie Come Back.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sneak one in by Andrea here, and
nice.
We'll come back, and
she's my favorite singer.
Did you meet on the road?
We did certainly meet through music.
Right.
But around town, I guess.
Yep.
We have differing opinions of when exactly we met, but we were.
Yeah.
She was singing on Early Township Records and things like that, and I was singing on hers.
You're in the same circles.
Yeah.
And I said I was going to X Hyenas. Did we talk about X Hyena yet? They're on this bill.
We didn't, but it definitely plays into our choice to, one, play the Lizard and also kind of work with what we feel is a different.
Yeah, we talked about that off air. Yeah, it's good to have diversity among bands and music. And even on my show, I try to play, I mix it up. I play a lot of punk. I play a lot of acoustic stuff like this. I play a lot of alternative music. And, you know, they shouldn't have boundaries. So it's cool that there's a different band on your bill.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to play a few things here then. I'll get some X Hyena in too. And yeah, this is Here's Rosie. We'll be back.
Staring into the void.
Andrea Gillis Band with All Over Again off of Hey Gillis, and Ex Hyena with Distance is a Trigger from Artificial Pulse. Family Township, Rosie Come Back off of, and that was a split, right, with Autumn Bell, which you guys played earlier. So we got some news about the Gillis Band, right?
Yeah, coming back, one night only. The original lineup of the Andrea Gillis Band. The Lizard Lounge on the 25th, that Saturday, they're going to... That lineup will reunite and play that album back, forward to back.
I think this is breaking news. I think you're the first to announce this.
I hope so.
It's been on the interweb, but probably not on the airwaves.
I can't get the exact number, but Andrea's a big fan of The Jerk, and I think like The Jerk put
it
out
all
like
stems from The Jerk.
They put out a special DVD at one point that was sort of like, it was like the 37th annual, you know, edition or something like that. So I can't remember the exact number when this album came out, but this is, you know, this is like the 13th anniversary or something of this album coming out. Great. So yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Indeed. Yeah. It's a great album.
Yeah.
Great band. All right, you got one more in you?
Sure.
We could do one more.
Yeah.
You got
one more on your, robot.
It's been going so good. The robot's working.
Yeah.
So.
See if the robot's still got...
You got one more juice.
All right, so the first new one that we played last time was called Ecstasy in Exile.
Yeah.
And there's another new one called Why Now.
You got to remember where the singing goes.
Do I? Will you help me remember?
Yeah, I will.
All right.
All right, let's see how this goes. Here we go. Four count.
Life go by, iron failing eyes. See it fall from up so high. What am I waiting for? The enemy's at the door. Running for all your life. Scratching out SOS comes back in an echo straight to the chest, pinning us down to the ground, searching for air as the lights go out. What am I waiting for? The enemy's at the door. And why not? Of life, this is not how it ends. This is the part we begin again. Waking the walking dead to summon the army of bleeding red. And why now? Why does it have to be right now? Right now? Why does it have to be right now? Right now. wants to be right now. Why must it be right now?
Nice. I think more bands should do this when they come on here. Bring
the robot overlords.
Yeah. Bring some stuff in and
there you go.
It sounded good. You can archive this show for 2 weeks too. You can
nice.
Listen back to it. I tape them all, but anyone can go and listen to the archive for
excellent
a couple weeks. But is there anything else you want to play? Is this gonna you working towards like another EP of some sorts, or is
that's a great question. In our year 2024. The short answer is we're not sure. We are kind of getting into this idea of just like whenever we have new material, we can record it, we can just put it out, and they can be...
Because you kind of have two new singles now.
Yep, they can be
Rosie
singles,
Autumn,
they can
right?
be EPs, yeah. they can be albums.
I mean, in our thought too about those two songs that we put out kind of had a feel to it that's a little more township, doing mm-hmm. air quotes. But with all this other stuff... I don't know if we've had it. We've discussed it a little bit, but I feel strongly about the plan that I think we're gonna release them
as is
individually. As each up. Song, maybe a song a month.
A lot of people
for the
do
next
that.
3-4 years.
A lot of bands do that.
I think I would like to do it because the songs are so different. It'll give people a month to just
digest.
Sit with it. Yeah, and it's not you're not trying to take in a whole album or like that blitz. So you've got that. And then, it'll give each one its own kind of moment.
And it's also more interesting for us because then we can just put our energies in just making one song, maybe two songs, and it's done with. We can get really excited about it. We can share it with our fan base. And
instead of saying, well, we need a couple more because I can't just put one song out. We need like five.
Exactly. And then you end up, spending a lot of time waiting.
It takes a year.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's so much that goes into it that can kind of kill the magic, too.
And it keeps it, relevance, not a great word to use, but, if you're dropping a single every month or so for a bit, then you get it to people like me, and so you're being played,
Exactly. It keeps us out there.
The airwaves.
That's exactly, that's a great point, too, because we don't play as often as we used to. And, realistically, we'll probably play a handful of times next year, but this way we'll just be able to engage with people more.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming on. I thought it went well. Fantastic job. And I'll try and hit that Lizard show.
Yeah.
Both of them. The 13th.
Yep. Friday the 13th.
And the Gillis, that's in January.
Yeah, January 25th.
I'll touch on
that. But I think you can get tickets
between
now.
And then.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I hope I don't get in trouble for like.
It's out.
I don't think so.
No, it was online. I looked it up to make sure I had the thing. No, wait. You know what? I looked in our personal calendar. Actually, I didn't look at the list.
All right, Mark's sleeping on the couch tonight.
Anyways.
No, I think it's public. It's public knowledge. Yeah.
I'm getting a phone call.
I think it has been too. I think it's
all right. Yeah. All right. Good.
All right. We better get out of here on that note.
Yeah, I know.
Get out. I'm going to play a song by the Dolly Rots. It is Christmas soon. I'm going to play a Dolly Rots Christmas song.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Fuzzy Christmas on Sunday.
Sunday. Fuzzy
yes.
Christmas.
Yeah, good benefit.
Also,
sorry.
At the Burn.
At the Burn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kilken was in here a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Maybe. Yeah.
Nice.
She has a great new album.
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a big fan of that record.
Yeah.
Yep.
She played a couple live in here. Melissa came in and sang with her on a couple.
Yeah.
So that was part of the band. Time. That was a fun time, and she plugged that show, and so there's a lot going on in the next few weeks.
There is. Our friends are very busy.
Yep.
Got a good bunch.
It's December. Everyone's busy in December.
Yeah, that's true.
Rigging up the lights and all that nonsense. All right. I'm babbling. Here are the Dolly Rots. We'll be back.
Could be yourself. I will be a worn out shoe that's covered far too many miles. And I will bring to you good news. I know you'll begin to smile. Yeah. I must always.
All right, that was the Hilke & Mancini Band, a song called Wait, off of her new release by the Hilke & Mancini Band. Before that, Rick Bouton and the Shadow Blasters with No Place Like Home. The Dolly Rots with I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That was a quick 2 hours. It's 8:46. I got time for a couple more, though. Played a lot of new stuff. This is an older tune by the Bouncing Souls.
Set it down. So if you're hurting,
That was, I don't know what that was, he just heard, but that was one by Bad Cop, Bad Cop, called Safe and Legal, about keeping abortion safe and legal. Before that, The Regulars with Waiting Along, Lizzie No with The Heartbreak Store, Bouncing Souls with Static. I want to thank Mark and Alex for coming in and playing some songs. Got to get out of here, got to get a quick one in by Brad Marino. Once again, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. See you next week.